Today's show is brought to you by Covenant Eyes. Check it out at schoolofpodcasting.com/Covenant Eyes. They're an accountability and filtering service to help you keep yourself and your family safe online. For example, did you know that 67% of children admit to clearing their internet history to hide their online activity? 56% of divorce cases involve one party having an obsessive interest in online porn. 79% of accidental exposures to internet porn among kids takes place in the home. And 29% of working adults accessed explicit websites while on work computers. There's a solution for this, for your family, for you, and your workplace. Find it at schoolofpodcasting.com/Covenant Eyes. Get your first month free using the code podcast. They've also got free ebooks like Parenting the Internet Generation. Check it out, schoolofpodcasting.com/Covenant Eyes. Today on the School of Podcasting's morning announcements, we're going to talk about a new way for podcasters to get paid. We answer some questions about ID3 tags and show notes, and we have a how-to lesson on how to get kicked out of iTunes.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you so very, very, very much for tuning in. If you're new to the show, this is where we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to promoting to producing to monetizing. We're going to hit on that today because everything you need to start a podcast, quit looking, one place has it all. schoolofpodcasting.com. Step-by-step tutorials, resources, and little old me to help you along the way. Well, let me tell you, well, first of all, back up a second. Special thanks to a good friend of mine, Rich Palmer. Find him at richpalmer.com. And it's funny because he sent me an article about something completely different, but in that article, they mentioned this place. So Rich, thank you for that. And this is a website called Flatter. Now, they don't have an affiliate program, but I am going to give you a link that I'm tracking. So if you want to check this out, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/FLATTR. Now, this is actually pretty huge in Europe. Europe? Yes, Europe. In Europe. And you have to forgive me. My allergies are through the roof today. I can't breathe. I'm getting nosebleeds. It's been a party here at the Jackson House, so I'm going to sound a little weird today. But here's a really cool thing. It was started in 2010 and actually founded by one of the guys that founded the Pirate Bay. But here's what it is. It's based on two words, flat rate and flatter. And so flat rate is for the person. The idea is your audience now can say, I'm going to donate $10, $20, $50, whatever, a month to people on the website that provide me content. They don't have to worry about ever going over budget. They set one fee, and if, let's say they said it was $10, and they went around and they clicked one person, that person would get the full $10. If they clicked two people, they each would get five. If they clicked 10 people, they'd each get a dollar. You get the idea. The more people they click, the more it gets divided. But that person never has to worry about going over their flattering budget. Now, from a podcaster's point of view, all you have to do, it's really very easy. You sign up. It's free. And again, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/flatter, F-L-A-T-T-R, very Web 2.0 over them. It's free to sign up. Now, here's where the fees come in. And what happens is when your audience puts money in, they're going to pay fees for the processing. Let's say that it was PayPal or whatever they were doing, or if it was a credit card, things like that. The fees that are associated with that are taken out of their donation money. So let's say I donated $8 to put into my funds to flatter people. It might end up being like $7.63 because 46 cents went to my credit card processing. Okay, then what happens is from a podcaster's point of view. So now you've been flattered. How do you get your money? Well, it is based in Sweden. I should say that. And their primary money is in the euro. So you will get paid when your account reaches 10 euros, which is about $12 US. And that money can be transferred to your PayPal account or your Money Bookers account. Now, I never heard of Money Bookers, but according to their website, you can actually receive money for free. So check them out. Here's another link here. schoolofpodcasting.com/moneybookers, B-O-O-K-E-R-S. And that's how you get paid. So depending on, you know, how many people are flattering you, depends on how often it goes above the roughly $12 US mark, $10 euros. And it's a way for people to say, hey, thanks. Now, when I first saw this, I was like, I don't get it. Because why not just use a PayPal donation button? And if you think about it, the idea here is, what if somebody wanted to donate a dollar to you? Are they really going to go through and click on the button, then click on another button, type in their dollar, click on another button, and maybe another button to donate a buck? With the Flatter system, when they click on a button on your website that says Flatter, they log into your account, just like you have to log into PayPal. And from there, it's one click. So they've eliminated a lot of clicks. And the Flatter button can be added to your website very easily with a WordPress plugin. All you do is you install the plugin, you put in your Flatter username, and that's pretty much it. You can pick if you want it on just posts, if you want it on posts and pages, if you want it at the top or the bottom of your posts, and there are different buttons you can choose from. Very easy to use. Now, this is, from what I've seen, it's been, or it's at least been being used in Europe more than the US. I said that before. And I wanted to point out something. Again, I've mentioned this before, that podcasting is a global audience, but let me give you some proof. What I'm doing is I'm logging into my Libsyn account. Speaking of that, you can get a free month at Libsyn by signing up using the coupon code SOPFREE. And one of the stats they give you here is the fact that you can see where your listeners are coming from. So here are the countries. Obviously, US is first, then United Kingdom, hello, Canada, Australia, China, Sweden, Germany, Spain, Switzerland, Mexico, Denmark, Ireland, Japan, Italy, Czech Republic, Brazil, Slovenia, South Africa, Botswana, Poland, page two, Puerto Rico, New Zealand, France, Costa Rica, Belgium, Malaysia, Greece, India, and some other country I've never heard of called Anonymous Proxy. So I say that because a lot of those are Europe-based. And the cool thing about this is you can sign up for this account. It's free. And then you can actually get your podcast listed in the Flatter, more or less, directory, their catalog. And I got a comment from one of the members of the Flatter team. I'm hoping to have them on the show sometime in the future. And it says, right now, Dave, podcasting is our most successful category. There is a well-known German podcaster. His name is Tim Pritzlov. He has at least one show in English as well, who has publicly revealed that he makes 2,500 euros. That should be over $3,000 US per month after taxes. Now, that's impressive. And the other thing that Flatter is doing is they're integrating their service with podcasting and with websites. There is a fairly popular video site that is called dailymotion.com. And they have it set it up there now that if you're uploading your videos there, you can put in your Flatter information and people can Flatter your videos. You've probably heard of Instacast. Instacast is a podcatching software for iPhones. And this is when I went, oh, this is, now we're talking. People that use Instacast will be able to Flatter the podcaster with one click within the app. And then there's also a setting in Instacast to allow the person, the listener, to Flatter every podcast automatically that they listen to. So again, because they don't have to worry about going over budget, it just divides that into, you know, you get a smaller piece of the pie, but you're getting a piece of the pie. And it says here in the comments that they've just added, if you're using the Android, it's called PodKicker Pro. I've never heard of that one, but that has now been integrated into Flatter in a similar way. So very cool. And I will say my original reaction was like, I kind of don't get it because I didn't think it was that hard with PayPal. But I do get the fact that some people may not go through the hassle of donating a dollar by going through all those clicks, where Flatter makes it a little easier. And all I know is if this takes off, I want to be ready to go. I know right now when you go over and you sign up, which is what I did, and I went to Flatter people, I went to their catalog, and there just really weren't that many people in the catalog. It's a fairly new service. It came out in 2010. And why not go over there and let people flatter you? Because if they're like me, they're kind of like, well, I want to flatter somebody and see what happens. And I have been flattered already, which is kind of cool. So again, if you want to check this out, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/FLATTR. All right, next up, an email from Tina says, I've been trying to figure out how to add show notes to our podcast. I've downloaded and have been using the program MP3 tag. There's a good start right there, but couldn't figure out how to add show notes or lyrics or even a lyric section even. So doing a search on Google, I see that it's possible to do this easily via iTunes. Is there a reason why it wouldn't be a good idea to use iTunes? Since I can add all this sort of info right in iTunes, I'm wondering if that might be okay to do. But I do know that you and a lot of other podcast gurus recommend using an ID3 editor. So I'm wondering why you don't recommend iTunes. Is there something I'm missing? No, there's something iTunes is missing, and that is the capability to create ID3 tags that when you play them in Windows Media Player, they show up. And being that a lot of people use Windows Media Player when they're listening to computers online, because realize you can listen to a podcast on your website. You can listen to it in iTunes, in Windows Media Player, on your phone, in your iPod, whatever it is, your iPad. But a lot of people, Windows-based, use Windows Media Player, and those tags don't show up for whatever reason. I wish they would figure out what they're doing and change it. But the other thing I want to point out here is there's a difference between ID3 tags. It's information that you put inside your media. I always use the analogy of a tree. You can learn about a tree by cutting it down and looking at the rings inside. Well, ID3 tags are the rings inside an MP3 file or inside your video file. And you typically put those in the comment section. Now, MP3 tag allows you to put a lyric section as well. The lyric section will only show up on an iPad as far as I know. Or not an iPad, an iPhone. Probably an iPad too. Apple products. But you definitely want them in the comment section. And typically what I do in my ID3 tags is I put a quick summary. I don't type the whole thing because typically whatever I viewed them on, it's usually not that easy to read the information. Usually the biggie for me is to get that album art in there. And so that is what ID3 tags. Show notes, on the other hand, are completely different. Show notes are when you log into your WordPress site. Now, WordPress is a free software that you can use to build your website and build a website that is very podcast ready. With just a few clicks, you are good to go. And so when you make a post in WordPress, that is your show notes. And I typically recommend, if you can, write about 300 words. I've looked at different search engine classes and tools and books, and I'm kind of getting that gist that you got to have something for Google to grab onto. So this is where you give a little more detail. You give links to the websites that you mentioned. You give links to people you mentioned in the show, things like that. So that is on your show notes are on your website. I guess you could say a show summary is in your ID3 tags. Now, some people will put the whole thing there. I don't, but that's the great thing about podcasting is you get to do whatever you want. But I wouldn't recommend using iTunes, and that's why. Because for whatever reason, when you tag something in iTunes, it doesn't work in a Windows Media Player, and enough people use that to warrant using something else. All right, last up, we're going to talk about getting kicked out of iTunes. And you're like, what? Yes, you can get kicked out of iTunes. I actually had a person contact me, and he does a podcast that has erotic stories, and he had been kicked out of iTunes. And he had done things like his titles might have had, you know, one of those seven dirty words or dirty words, whatever you want to call it. And he had done things where he put like little asterisks and pound signs and things like that to kind of hide the name, but kind of not really. And so, first of all, I want to say special thanks to Jay Walsh. You can find out Jay's phenomenal website at propotter.com. And Jay was the guy that found this. I actually put this question out on a LinkedIn group because I'd never heard of it. And Jay forwarded over the Apple guidelines. So Jay, thank you very much. You get the gold star. And this is right from Apple's website. This is what happens when you submit your podcast to iTunes. Upon submission, your podcast is placed in a queue for review by the iTunes staff. Your podcast may be rejected for a variety of reasons, including but not limited to A, technical problems, usually the lack of episodes or the inability to download or play episodes. So in other words, make sure your website works. These problems can almost always be avoided by testing your feed using subscribe to podcast in the advanced menu prior to submission. So subscribe to your own podcast the manual way. And you can learn about that. If you go to learntosubscribe.com, you can actually see that. So that's it. If you don't have your tech right, that'll get you kicked out. Requirement of a login or password to access the feed or any of the episodes. That's right. All the podcasts in iTunes are free. Now, there are episodes that you can sell in iTunes, and I will get into that. Actually, the episode coming up on morepodcastmoney.com. That's a podcast I do about just making money with your podcast. If you're interested in that topic, go to morepodcastmoney.com. I talk about two ways you can sell things in iTunes, and I might be talking about that in a future episode of this. If you have strong prevalence of sexual content, well, John, I think in your case, that's probably the case. If you use of explicit language in the title, in the description, or cover art of the podcast, hence why Mark Maron's podcast is called WTF. He didn't spell that one out. If there's a use of explicit language in the podcast when the explicit tag is not set to yes. So if you start dropping F-bombs and don't mark it explicit, that's a problem. If there's apparent misuse of copyrighted material or other violation of third-party rights. So be careful using other people's stuff in your podcast because Apple doesn't want to promote somebody who's breaking the law. Okay, inclusion of offensive material such as racist content or child pornography. I'm not even going to comment on that one. Misrepresentational use of Apple's copyright, including iPod, iPhone, iPad, Apple TV, and iTunes. In general, if there's something that you want to convey about your feed, please do so in the summary field in your RSS feed, not in the content of the episode. Normally, podcasts that are added to iTunes will appear first in the iTunes search and later in iTunes browse. So it doesn't all show up at once. Appearing in the browse category that you specified can take up to 5 days. The image associated with your podcast, which by the way is now 1400 by 1400 by their new spec. So if you submitted one that was like 300 by 300 or 600 by 600, you got to update that. The image associated with your podcast may also require additional time to appear because images are edge cached by iTunes and must propagate across the caching servers. How very geeky of them. Edge cached by iTunes and they must propagate. So in other words, it's going to take a second for the images to show up. So if you want to get kicked out of iTunes, that's how to do it. Just break all those and they'll kick you right on out. So there you go, John. And his question was, how do I get back in? Well, number one, I would look at this list and see if you are breaking any of those rules. And then I believe the way I would do this, he had mentioned he was using FeedBurner. I would make a new FeedBurner feed and submit that to iTunes. The bad news is everybody that is subscribed to iTunes before is out of luck. So you basically just lost your audience. You're going to have to, you're almost going back to square one. I don't believe there's, because iTunes was looking at FeedBurner. FeedBurner was looking at your website. And there's no way to tell FeedBurner to look at a news site that I know of. I'll have to double check. But that's where, this is where if you're using something like PodPress, and it was looking at PodPress. So iTunes was looking at PodPress, which had all the iTunes tags and things like that. You could redirect your, did I say PodPress? PowerPress. PowerPress. No, PodPress. PodPress bad. PowerPress by Blueberry. And I'll be talking about them in the next episode. They just upgraded that plugin with some really cool features that I want to check into before I talk about it. But if you were using the PowerPress plugin, you probably would have a much better chance of redirecting your old feed to the new feed. Just a thought. And other thing I want to mention here, I am going to be at Blog World June 7th. In fact, special thanks to Fred Castaneda of the Struggling Entrepreneur podcast. Find him at strugglingentrepreneur.com. Fred has done this. He's gone to the center in New York, and he gave me a heads up on a hotel in New Jersey. It's about 40 minutes out of the city, but it's a heck of a lot cheaper, $160 versus like $300. So I've already booked my hotel. Thank you very much, Fred. I'll take a train in, take a train ride, and then maybe a small cab ride into the city. But that's going to save me a huge chunk of cash. If you want to split that, I do have two beds there. You have to be male. Sorry, I'm married. And that wouldn't go over well. And if you want to split the cost with me, I am open to that idea. If you're going to Blog World, give me a buzz. I'm at Dave at schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments, 888-563-3228. You can use the voicemail button out of the website or just leave a comment out at our website, which, of course, is schoolofpodcasting.com. Want to point out that if you are going to Blog World, you can actually help support the show by going to schoolofpodcasting.com/blogworld. And then that is actually an affiliate link of mine, which actually gets me into a contest they're having for the speakers. But I do have a coupon code for you. You can save 10% by putting in the code PODDAVE10, PODDAVE10, PODDAVE10. And that, what that does is it gets you, if you're going physically there, you can go there. And again, looking for a roommate, if you're looking for cheap, we can ride the train together. And, or if you can't make the trip, they actually have a virtual ticket, which gets you basically all the content without actually going there. Use the coupon code PODDAVE10. So thank you so much for tuning in. I'm actually speaking Thursday. And what's really cool about that is we head out the door here. I'm going to be speaking with Daniel J. Lewis of the Audacity to Podcast. I'm on a panel with Daniel, with Ray from the Podcaster Studio, and from Dan Lyons, he does the podcast like a radio DJ. And I'm going to be adding that to podcastaboutpodcasting.com. There's a list of podcasts about podcasting. So if you're just can't get enough podcasts about podcasting, check that out. The thing I like about Dan, number one, he comes from a radio background. And you know how I feel about radio people that come in and say they know podcasting. And he does have a different aspect. And I like that. I really do. I think it's going to make the panel really interesting that way. And, we're speaking Thursday in the kind of podcasting 101, and I would love to see you there. Again, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/blogworld. Use the coupon code PODDAVE10, and that's going to do it for this edition of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you want to, you can actually subscribe to this podcast. Go to schoolofpodcasting.com/iTunes, or if you're already subscribed to the podcast, number one, thank you very much. Go to that link and leave us a review. That would be greatly appreciated. As well as if you're in Stitcher, give us a thumbs up. And if you haven't heard of Stitcher, go to stitcher.com/DaveJ. And that'll actually be the activation code as well. So thank you very much. Until next week, class is dismissed. I will see you on the inside. And God bless.